Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric St. Joe Podcast, the daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. From right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports, you can find them online. ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. I just talked to the folks over at Impact the other day. There was some discussion because of on yesterday's show. I broke down how it is so 1970s to buy like an ATV from Impact Power Sports. And like for your kid or a little motorcycle or a mini bike or whatever. Oh, yeah. Here, sign up for the rider safety course. And then you go, nah. We're teaching out of the school of hard knocks. They're like, yeah, we can't have you talking about that. I go, well, you're not doing it. I'm talking about it. People will do what they want to do. I can't convince people of anything. Don't you give me too much credit, frankly. But they are awesome. I appreciate them so much. As well, you can always join me, email me, reach out on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Chris B. is here. Chris is out of Maine. It says Maine Chris 87. I heard from Chris not long ago. He said that there was a change in his schedule or something like that, and he hadn't been on the live stream, the Twitch live stream in quite some time, but then here he is. So that's cool. Glad you're here. Glad you are here. I was alerted to something. Somebody reached out. I got a message on Messenger that there was a post that our beloved Kelly Cheese made on TikTok that she's got a new boyfriend. And I go, oh, okay. And so I think she posted it on her TikTok, and then somebody grabbed that info and put it onto the Segment 18 Facebook page. And oh my God. Some of the comments that just rolled in, I didn't even know it was happening. And then I got tipped off about this from Alan. And he said, yeah, look at the comments. And people are so fucking mean. I even felt bad. Now, I tend to focus on the when I'm critical. Most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, I'm critical of the content on the show. Actually, I can't even say that with a straight face. I've been horrible over the years. And I will continue to do so. But in this particular case, I was like, holy shit, there is honestly nothing to make fun of right now. The poor chick has a boyfriend and she's happy. And most of the people are like, yeah, you go. And then you're getting people that are making comments like, I hope that guy's got his shots. And all sorts of other bullshit. Now, I would say this. If I'm her, I keep all this close to the vest. The advice that I can give to Kelly and to the boys and the girls is, and I know they listen, is don't make this public. You don't want this out there. If you're already concerned about privacy issues, I just wouldn't do it. I mean, I maybe reference it, but to put it out there like that, because these people are fragile. These are fragile people. And I don't know. I just think it's kind of a mistake after all that has happened with this clown show over the years in terms of off-air drama. You don't need to do that. Now, I will say this. If there is off-air drama that is well talked about and well known, I am going to discuss it, okay? When this one crashes and burns, I'll be there for it. I'll be in the front row eating the popcorn. Michael Jackson meme. But I don't know. I think you're better off. You're better suited keeping your mouth shut. Chris in Buffalo says Hot Wings seems to do it right. Keep it close to the vest. Yeah, but even he is like posting glamour shots of the girlfriend. Hot Wings has a very high bar, by the way. Every woman that has been in Hot Wings' life that I have known has been stone cold stunner. I mean, seriously. He was dating this chick when we were in Tennessee. Well, I take it back. Yeah, he ended up dating her, and then she came to New Jersey with him. Redhead from England, and just ridiculous. Ridiculous smoke show. Anyway, I don't know. I just think that maybe that after all you've been through, don't just be careful. Miss, that's all I'm telling you. And I know that my opinion means nothing to you. These people hate my guts. Alan says, was the redhead Janice? No. I never knew that chick. I have no idea who that chick was. I think I may have spoken with her once or twice via email. Let's see. Bob says that the team at Freebeer and Hot Wings have been insufferable. This morning, they've been insufferable. During the 7 o'clock hour, it was chock full of flat earther talk, including callers and Maitland's brain having a meltdown and later talking about the charity. And Greggy Mike Sniffles ensued. Yeah, it is sniffle season. I did hear that the day before they had given away made a nice donation to someone in need, which, I mean, you can't, there is nothing to fault that. The only thing that comes in question, according to the audience of this show, say, boy, they sure do a good job of promoting themselves with these stories that go along with it. They're definitely not just donate and be silent about it. For whatever reason. So they had that the other day, and then they like play it again at a different time of the day to make sure everybody hears how charitable they are. Meanwhile, for the great food giveaway, I'm busy talking about how some of the patrons in the great food giveaway are ridiculously rude and ungrateful. We're still giving away the food, but I'd much rather talk about the ones who we put the food in the car and they're like, yeah, where's the rest? I got to keep it real on the great food giveaway, okay? I can't with these folks. If we are giving away $5,600 worth of food alone, not to mention the apples, the bags of apples from Gunner and the Grizzly Boys, not to mention the dog food, the pet food from Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance, and the thousands of dollars worth of feminine hygiene products. The last thing I want to hear is somebody giving us lip or guff. The fact that poor Smithers, who's essentially a teenager, was getting slobber-knockered by these chicks in a car demanding more food last year, and Megan had to politely drop the hammer on these ungrateful fucks, is the story that I need. You know, everybody's got a personal battle. And if somebody is going to go ahead and obliterate some of the volunteers, we might have to dispatch the great communicator and the great fire putter outer person. That would be Megan. So there you go. Skip says, hire Smithers personal security. Oh, that was it. She was the personal security. Megan says that too. It's me. I am the security. She kind of like watches over. She is the general manager. All right. We are all the worker bees. And she's watching it, the execution of this giant donation process, like a hawk, to make sure everybody is on the up and up. Now, she knows she won't have a problem from our staff. She knows with all the working parts, everybody has been briefed. But occasionally, you might get a mutant or two show up that gets a little lippy. And that was the case. And then poor, of all the people to interact with, the youngest member of our volunteer team, Mike Ball's son, Smithers, was fucking ruthless. And he's not really equipped to handle that, being that he's so young. You know, he's not, his brain's not completely solidified. It's kind of a big pile of goo. And so he's getting waylaid by these two poverty participants, and he's just like, he didn't know what to do. Thank God Mama Bear was nearby. She like pushes Smithers aside. She says, I got this. You go over there. Hello, ma'am. How can I help you? Megan says, I do it with my Harvard customer service voice and smile. Yeah, she knows her stuff. She goes to through extensive training to get these skills. She travels to places far away to learn those skills. And she genuinely is a congenial person. You know, I mean, she has to be in her line of work. We are, today is what, the 5th, 18 days away from the great food giveaway. In case things get out of line with Megan and whoever else she is talking to, she being the tip of the spear, we do have the consigliers. That would be Rebecca and Sarah Rukruk Rouge, who, if needed, they can, they can intervene on a more aggressive level. Those two alone can probably bench press the car and just throw it out of the line because of their strength. Chris says Megan totally saying fuck you in her head, then has 3 a.m. anxiety over having the fuck you thought. We are now under $1,900 needed in cash in hand to pay for 225 Christmas meals. We still have $1,898.17 left to pay for it all and 18 days to do it. Total raised right now is $3,679.07 for the Great Food Giveaway number 6. The weekends, it always slows down, and we did not have a gangbusters day yesterday, but that's okay. However, I have heard today from Rainbow Flag Jeremy, thank you so much, from you and Rico, one of our beloved gay couples that support this show. It takes all types. It takes African Americans, the local gay scene, and the rest of us white people, 99% white people. We need more ethnic variety on this show. I have just shared with you on Twitch, for the Twitch live stream crew, all the information for... Oh, that's not the right one. No. I want you to disregard that. This is our virtual hat passing right here. I'm going to try to delete that other comment. I don't know if I can. Anyway, there you go. That is our virtual hat passing. Like I indicated, things kind of dry up on the weekend. Am I worried? Not at all. Not at all. The key on raising the funds for the Great Food Giveaway is keep it on the brain. As much as I would love to think that audience members are listening to every, hanging on every single word that your old pal EZ says every day, it is not the case. People are doing other things, they're working, they're, I don't know, whatever it may be. So I talk about it at length as often as I can, try to make it fun and entertaining to some degree. That is the key. Rather than just sitting here and begging like a butt fuck. I don't want to do that. But this is powered by you, the audience. Thank you to Christopher for sending along cheddar. That would be Bread Bull Brain Chris. And I kind of want to go over this, the list here. We have, as we speak right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 20, 23, 30, 33, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55. 57 donations. Some folks have done this more than once. Much appreciated. Thank you. You are all very kind. And so that number, 57, of the amount of people that listen, is the number that we are dealing with right now. Thank you to Chris K again. Chris K, Joe P, Rainbow Flag Jeremy, Coleman Lutz, Man Bun Chris times two, Patrick E, Rodney C, John M, Robert D, two donations, Brian B, the memory of Paul, Maureen and Linda's brother, Donovan S, Kevin Kuipers, Jess C, Aaron S, Aaron S's mother-in-law, Sarah, Rook Rock Roosh, Adam S, Linda twice, Lynn B, Rebecca A, Teresa F, Tim Z, MAGA Pat, Dono, Spooky Tyler, Arena Nick, Alan M, Frank S, Chris B, Matt B, Rebecca K, Chris and Kristen in Buffalo, Julie C, Rob T, Joshua D, Terry F, Derek D, Deb V. I had Rob D times two. Josh, Nikki in Portland, Maine, Donut Dan, Becca Shea, Ben, Daniel, Linda. Second one for Linda. Maureen, Megan, Nick the Black Belt, Amy, Stevie, Lara, Rebecca, who donated once and then another time on behalf of her dog, Hank. She was actually first in when we started doing this. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you want to be there, I can't stress this enough. December 23, that's a Tuesday, we will start staging everything we need to stage at 1 p.m. in front of Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Just show up at 1, at 2, at 3. Doesn't matter. Honestly, we've got more than enough help with all the volunteers. But if you just want to hang out, you know, smoke a new pull, whatever the hell, do it. We'll have coffee, hot cocoa. It's going to be awesome. Thank you to the Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance, feeding pets in West Michigan. They're great. Thank you to Gunnar Nyblad from Nyblad Orchards. That would be Gunnar and the Grizzly Boys for 225 bags of apples. And, Chris B. has now gotten in. We just got here from Maine today. He's been away a long time, but he's back today. That is 58, the kind donation. So I will update the tote board as we go. I don't like to update the tote board right after I talk about who gave, because I keep the donation amounts 100% anonymous. No one knows what you gave. So if you wanted to give away $5, and I know some of you do that, and I know that you feel bad. You're like, oh God, I wish I could feel more or give more, feel more, give more. Look, that's just between you and I, and you're part of this thing. And that's what we built it on. We built it on a grassroots hat passing, virtual hat passing, and that's it. So if you're listening later, click on the digital hat passing in the show notes for Venmo, Cash App, and PayPal, and throw a few bucks in the hat, and away you go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm not Joe Rogan, but I do have thousands of people that listen every day or watch every day, so I'm happy about that, and it seems to work. So we're getting closer to the goal of 5,577 people. So get after it. Becca Shea says, God, I want a new post so bad. You don't strike me as a type. Did you smoke new pose and then you gave it up? Some people say, well, this is the thing. Black people smoke new pose a lot, and menthol cigarettes in general are a favorite among black people. And, why? Why is that? It's because they taste minty. It's better than the regular tobacco. It's a superior cigarette. Alan says, I enjoyed New Pose way too much. Becca Shea says, doesn't matter what kind of cig, I just want one. Well, go get some. What are you doing? No, I take that back. I don't want to be the one to lead you to that. 6 years after you quit. Charity Scam Mike told me a story. In Detroit, all of the places where you'd buy liquor and cigarettes are owned by Chaldeans, which are Catholic Iraqis. There's a long story behind that as to why that is. But Mike would hang out. He went into this one haunt. And the guy who runs it is a dude named Harry. And I know exactly who he's talking about. And Harry's cousin was new. I mean, Harry had been in the U.S. for many, many years. And Mike would go there and get new posts. And Harry's cousin came to the U.S. from Iraq. And he hadn't been in town for more than a few weeks. And Mike walks into the store in Detroit. I mean, this is Detroit, Detroit, not the suburbs where he works most of the time. And he goes in, he goes, "Hey, Harry." And he goes, "Michael, Michael, how are you, Michael?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm doing good, whatever." And he goes, "My cousin will help you. My cousin will help you. He's learning English." And so the cousin gets there. He's at the window and there's thick bulletproof glass between them and a little hole where you can talk, you know, and you put your money in the little divot on the counter. And Mike goes, "Yeah, Newport menthol." And the guy looks confused. And I swear to God, the guy said, but he didn't say it the way I'm saying it. He said, "Newport, but you're not N-word." And he said it with a hard R, "But you're not N-word." And Mike's like, "What the fuck?" And then Harry goes, "No, no, 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 no. You no say that. You cannot say that. No, never say that again. You dumb son of a bitch. I'll punch your teeth. Michael, I am sorry. I am sorry, Michael." And Mike's like, "Eh, don't worry about it. Just give me the cigarettes." And then he hears him lecturing him in Farsi or whatever the fuck. Oh, my God. As he's walking out the door, he goes, "You cannot say that. That is ridiculous. They will kill you. They will kill you if you say that here. If the wrong person hear that, you are dead. And I am dead, too. Fuck you. Fuck you. Go and mop the aisle, you son of a bitch." Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, "Dad, what do you want for Christmas?" And I go, "Well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like." And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Fucking A. Horrible. All right. Sorry, I totally digress. Anyway, great food giveaway. I think I've said all I want to say about it. And that'll do it for the great food giveaway. I have nothing more to say to you. All right. Today or this week, I am Mr. High School Sports. The two of the local high schools have hired me to be the PA announcer for their big games this weekend. I got one tonight at one high school, and then another, and then I go across the town and go to another high school and do another game. And I always say to these folks when they reach out to me, they go, "Hey, would you do our game?" And the first thing I say is, "Yes, but I have to charge you the same thing that I charge the Griffins. So it is expensive." And what I'm learning is school booster clubs and parents who want me there are cash heavy. And I could charge them twice the amount and they'd be like, yeah, sure. My God. It's like a cottage industry. I should open it up. Look, I should be doing games every day of the week for various high schools. I might need to look into that. Alan says, is Meathead still speaking devil? Yes, more and more. And it's a huge pain in the ass. Because you'll have a conversation with him. And he'll go ahead and he'll answer you in three languages. English, Farsi, Armenian. And I'm just like, uh-huh, okay. It's really crazy to hear. Piano Fingerbanger says, who gets paid more for a game, you or free beer? I do. Greg makes $250 to travel all the way across the country. Great deal. Ugh. I don't know. Maybe he got a raise, but that's what he shared with me. So weird. And no one listening. There's no one listening to those broadcasts. All right? It's just programming. Because if you're in Colorado doing Colorado, Colorado State, and some AM station in Miami puts the game on, who the fuck is going to listen to that? Nobody. That's what he does. It's like the bottom tier of sports broadcasting. It's shit. He's very good at it. But to be on doing those games where that no one is listening to is kind of an embarrassment. More people watch this podcast. The 38 people right now that are watching this podcast is greater than the amount of people that have actually listened to Greg's games this football season. Skip says he does not do his word scrambles when he does the game. He does, but they're not as prevalent. He is, when you are doing sports broadcasting, you are relying on tried and true things said 100,000 times before. You've seen all the formations. You've seen all the plays. There are no surprises. You have, after doing it for as long as you do, you establish a kind of like a rote memory on the play-by-play. All right? It's impossible, nearly, to knock somebody off track when they're like that. Donko says, I've heard he's great. Someone has a real nose for talent. I see what you did there. He's serviceable. I would not say he's great. His touchdown calls don't sound good because his voice, the timbre of his voice is very Muppety. Like he sounds like Kermit the Frog when he's making a touchdown call. His voice goes up in this weird, it sounds like Patrick Mahomes is what his voice sounds like. So, yes, he's got all the X's and O's, and he says the right things, but he gets like this, and down the field he goes. That's what Greg's touchdown calls sound like, and it's he does not have a great voice for it. He can talk sometimes, but I'm just being honest. I'm not even being mean. I mean, I love it. I love being mean to Greg. He's a fucking asshole, but... No, this is actually just being, I'm just critiquing him. All right. How the hell did we get on that? Chris says, I would love to hear him fumble Noah Kanaga's name. All right. Megan says, I used to love a Camel Menthol Light. By the way, I have a theory on our beloved Kelly Cheese and her boyfriend. Maybe I'm the last one to know this, but I'm relatively sure that there is an ocean between them. And I'll explain to you why I think that. She went to Europe and she talked about some guy from Spain. And I don't remember specifically, but I'm fairly sure that they boned. Which is whatever. I don't care. That's good. Good for you. That's a regular thing now. That people, they go out for a first date, and the next thing you know, they're boning. Might as well get the video. I've been talking about it long enough. She also, because I've listened enough for all the reviewing of who are these free beers, she tends to, when she falls in love, to, and I think a lot of people do this, pick up new hobbies or lose bad habits that a person may, you know, like in this case, like she's, after she met this guy, it wasn't long before on the air, she started talking about how she gave up smoking pot. And so my theory on that is, dude probably isn't a fan of that. So that would explain that. And that's good, you know, because frankly, I think that's a horrible thing for her to be high all the goddamn time. When she was married to Ross or dating Ross, I think she was starting to learn to play a mandolin. And I know that Ross was like, that's his thing. So there's that. Ben says she met him on a trip and he has an accent. Gotta be. Then she talked about she's trying to learn Spanish and he's trying to learn English. That's cool. But and there was also a discussion about where she tried to get the crew to talk her out of taking the next step with this, with what I assume is this same guy, the Spaniard, El Gigante, who is what he will be known as because I guess he's super tall. Then she posted a video of him the other day on TikTok, and he's wearing a brand new Michigan jacket. So I don't know if he... I think he showed up to visit recently and he got himself a Michigan jacket. And then the final thing that made me think that this is a long distance relationship with on an international level is she was talking about how she went to Chicago the other day and she found some candies that she'd been looking for. It was a horribly boring, pointless story. But then she said she was driving back from Chicago and she was very sad. So in my brain, I'm thinking she had to drive him to Chicago because that's where the flight originated back to Spain. And when she was driving back without him, she was sad. So that tells me, and he speaks English as a second language. So there you go. All the clues are lining up that she is dating a guy who lives in Spain. Chris has a great question. How the hell is a bilingual long-distance relationship really supposed to work? Love will find a way, guys. Ben Glaze says, maybe she'll move and leave the show. Quote, let me make a weird noise for you. Fuck you, loser. This is the video when she did her coming out party. Now, it should be noted that the camera was set up to capture this moment. This isn't like a rando shot. This is a stage shot to let you know how great life is right now. Now, as you know, they're both giraffes, okay? And in this stage shot where the phone is set up to record it, probably on a tripod, looks who knows where it is. There's dude in his brand new Michigan jacket. And he sneaks behind Too Tall Kelly and picks her up. And El Gigante, because she's like 6'5". No lie, she's 6'5". So I think this guy is 7'1". So she made this video, staged. Here you go. I'm showing you how great my new boyfriend is. Come be the man I need. Tell me you got something to give. I want it. I kind of like it when you call me wonderful. That's a beautiful video. And then she wrote, as a hashtag tall girly, this is hands down the sexiest moment. So that's sexy. I love it. Bread Bowl Brain Chris says, great video. I guess I attempted to show it to you, and I didn't actually show it. So my bad. Let's watch it again this time. Just come be the man I need. Tell me you got something to give. I want it. I kind of like it when you call me wonderful. You see how big that dude is? He could, holy shit. If I piss her off enough, that guy might kick my ass with Spaniard stank on the punch. El Gigante. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, good grief, he is a giant. Maureen says, what back alley was that taken? And I don't know. Video, no check. Sorry about that. So, I don't know. It honestly, we will see. We will see what happens. Ben Glaze says, how long till she's married again? Now, if the guy plans on moving to the U.S., I don't know. I just feel like that's a tall order. David says, could the phone be any farther from them? Alan says, I got to find the video of her shitting and send it to you. It sounds like the scene from Dumb and Dumber. Shitting? What are you talking about? Chris says, mail order husband. You know, that would be a drag if he wants to live in the U.S. and he's just dating her to get married so that he can become a U.S. citizen. Can you? Because I think that's, isn't that true? Isn't that how it works? If a foreigner gets married to a U.S. citizen, they are a U.S. citizen. I know that I know several people who've had that done to them. That would be awful. But I'm just throwing it out there. Tyler says, a friend of mine just did that last week. Becca Shea says, no, my daughter's trying to marry a guy from Aruba, and it's a lot of red tape, and no, they don't automatically become a U.S. citizen. Skip says, I'm a Trumpster, but he better watch out for ICE. Can you imagine if ICE raids a studio? Hang on. Big sneeze, excuse me. Patrick says, I wonder if her boyfriend listens to that shitty show she is on. Vamster75 says, I've been trying to listen to that show again. I'm quickly reminded why I don't, but the candy story was stupid and boring. Yeah, I got to feature that in Who Are These Free Beers? It was such a pointless thing. It's probably best that I do not find out who this guy is, because the meddling side of my brain will somehow want to get involved. And then when they do break up, I would then need to get that guy on the podcast. As you know, on that show, that is where love goes to die. And that's not because I did it. It's just the fact. These people do not do well in relationships. Everybody on that show that matters has not been successful in any relationships. Some are in progress. Some it's a wait and see approach. But, you know, if you're that guy, you got to be like with trepidation, right? Going into these waters, international, language barrier, a chick married for 9 months. God knows the stories she's told him. I'm sure she has a selective memory on the storytelling, but when it does fail, I'll be there as the conduit to tell El Gigante's tale. I am not above putting former SOs of FBHW staff members on this show. I've done it many times, and I'll continue to do it. I'm still trying to make inroads with Freebeer's ex-wife. I don't think she's interested right now. She just wants to live a quiet life. But I'm here for her when she wants to talk. And the same goes for Hot Wings' former wife. Wonderful lady. I love her. What is her name? Carrie. Very sweet. Chris in Maine says, is Freebeer still with his new wife? I have so much to catch up on. So I'll be conservative in the chat. Yes, they are still together, doing great as far as I know. In fact, there have been some things that you need to be made aware of. There has been a dueling bit of cease and desist between Freebeer's wife and your old pal, Eric Zane. You're like, what? Yes. She and I are not on the same page. And I think it's going to take a lot of work to get on the same page and be friends like I want. But it has been requested that no longer will I speak that name. And I won't. I'll honor that. We will go our separate ways in our neutral corners. And that's the end of it. I don't feel like breaking it down any further because, honestly, I could put myself into jeopardy. Nick says, not on the same page. LOL, not in the same book. I wouldn't say that. Look, we all know that I'm a charmer. I can talk my way in and out of every scenario. I do not rule out one day making love to every single member of that show, male or female, because of my charms. Rebecca says, excuse me, you may honor not talking about you know who, but the chat sure doesn't. Yeah, the chat is terrible. Anyway, it did break as news that our beloved Kelly Cheese is dating El Gigante. And that's good. And I think Maitland is also dating a boy. She's referenced that. So those two are on the clock. and we'll keep an eye on that. And if you are on the radio talking about a new boyfriend or girlfriend, at some point when it ends, you're going to have to indicate that you no longer have a boyfriend or girlfriend. All right. And when that happens, I'll be there to break the news to this audience that another relationship has floundered. All right. Do you guys remember not long ago when a plane was flying and it suddenly dropped thousands of feet as fast, like it was falling out of the sky? Now, that's horrific because when you're at cruising altitude, that's the time that people might take their seatbelts off, even though they're not supposed to. Or maybe walk around the cabin, use the restroom, things like that. It was a JetBlue flight that was flying from the Caribbean to New Jersey. And the amount of time that it fell thousands of feet in the air was so abrupt that people hit the ceiling of the fuselage. So this happened in an instant back in October. So, and it was, people are fucked up, man. They're bleeding all over the place. Some serious injuries. Plane had to land in Florida ASAP after they pulled out of a dive. I mean, it went like that, straight down. And for a while, people are like, what the fuck happened to this plane? Well, then some experts said, we have it figured out. It was a solar flare. By the way, Darla's looking incredibly cute at us. It was a solar flare that did something to the plane, to the instrumentation. And this does happen from time to time. And that's it. Not true. It's much more unbelievable. News report showed up yesterday in the New York Post that actually what they have determined happened to that plane is not of, well, if it's from the sun, that's from our solar system and our galaxy, whatever. But no, what happened is actually 1 million plus years in the making. I'm not lying. I'm not making it up. This isn't a theory. This is now evidence. This is the truth. They have determined this. That at that time that that plane was flying, cosmic rays from a supernova, not in our galaxy. So here we are in our solar system, which is in a galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy. And then there are billions of other galaxies. Like the stars you see at night are just our galaxy. We can't see any further than that with the naked eye from... Well, I take it back. You can see the Andromeda galaxy, the closest one, barely. It's a foggy smudge in the sky. But no, the cosmic rays from a supernova traveled from a galaxy so far away like Star Wars. And it happened... More than a million years ago. And when that happens, those rays have to hit something. It turns out that it hit the plane. That's what caused the fucking problem. The JetBlue Airbus A320 flight hit by a stream of high energy particles from a distant supernova blast. Traveled for millions of years, according to Dr. Clive Dyer, a space and radiation expert from the University of Surrey, England. He spoke to space.com. Cosmic rays interact with modern microelectronics and change the state of a circuit. So basically, the circuit's on fly and cruise, and then cosmic rays that turn Ben Grimm into the thing told it to crash. Does anybody get the Ben Grimm reference in the Cosmic Rays? Quote, they can cause a simple bit flip, like a 0 to 1 or 1 to 0. I think that's computer language talk. They can mess up information and make things go wrong, but they can use hardware. They can cause hardware failures too when they induce a current in an electronic device and burn it out. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.